going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
To trade one of these picks tonight. Would you be tempted to trade these picks again?
One of our callers last segment said, you know, the Bears move up, take Travion Henderson. You move down a couple of spots, pick up another second-round pick. I'd be tempted to do that. I would.
It just depends on who you want at running back. Like, if that's where you want to go, I mean, you might want a wide receiver. You might want something different.
You might want Caleb Johnson, the running back from Iowa. I'd be fine with that.
I'd be better with the two Ohio State guys over him, but okay, if that happened.
Yeah, I know. You like the Ohio State guys. That's okay.
Well, you know, winning that national championship kind of, you know, made me like them. And the way they split time the whole year.
I get it, but that
year,
doesn't mean they're – just because they won a national championship doesn't mean they're going to be a better pro.
I don't know. I like Henderson a lot.
Yeah, I know you do. And you should.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean he's going to be a better pro.
All right. So one of the things we're doing today, and I want to thank Daryl Ryder for joining us. If you missed any of that, you can always go to the Odyssey app and check it out. John Jansen's going to be with us at 1 o'clock, so we'll talk to him in less than 20 minutes about the newest member of the Cleveland Browns, Mason Graham, and how he's going to be able to affect the defense and what he is bringing to Northeast Ohio when
John's
he plays for the Browns.
Yeah, color analyst for Michigan.
Right. So you'll be able to hear him coming up. So Eric Edholm was at 11:20. You can listen to that. And Daryl Ryder was with us for the entire hour so far, so you can go back and listen to any of those things. Plus, Daryl's podcast with me, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, is available on the Odyssey app. All right, Lou, still, your reaction. It's a Browns Therapy Friday as we talk about the draft. Richie, my man, is in Cleveland. Hi, Richie.
Richie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Been a little while. But
too long.
I had to call in and chime in. And, you know, I kind of been suffering since the Mike Phipps era. So, you know.
Was that an era, Richie?
Yeah, for me it was.
That was a couple of sad years.
Yeah, Mike Phipps, Bo Scott, Gloucester, Richardson, Fairhooker.
Fairhooker. But then again, who doesn't, right, Richie?
Right on. Here's the deal, man. I'm happy with what they did. I really am. I mean, cooler heads prevailed. Hey, Shador, nothing against him. He's going to want to go to a place where his star can shine bright. He's not going to want to toil in the frigid wasteland of a team that's in the midst of another rebuilding program.
He might end up here, though. You never know.
It could. But I like the idea of getting the foundational building blocks, a tough defensive lineman. If they want to get another offensive lineman or a running back, I'd be cool with that too, or helping the secondary. And, I mean, if you want to snag a flyer for a quarterback with one of your last picks, I guess I'd be okay with that. But if you want to wait till next year, if you think that's a lot better quarterback class, I'm cool with that too. So, like I said, once again, I hope cooler heads also prevail again tonight, and they don't jump the shark and reach for somebody. And I'm happy, man. What can I say? I'm feeling really good.
Richie, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, this is like old friends week. It's like a reunion time. Big Jumbo found his way to the Midday Show. Hi, Big Jumbo.
Big Jumbo.
Hey, this is Andy Baskins and Mr. Phelps. This is Big Jumbo calling to give the show some help. My guys, how you doing, man?
Good. Are you dry? If you're dry, can you turn down your radio?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the speaker. I'm sorry because when I got out, I'm on here.
I'm on my, before I was on my other thing. This probably sounds a lot better.
Way better.
I'm pulling my Barney Rubble or Fred Flintstone thing over here at the Stone Yard. Come on.
Cool.
Hey,
anyways, guys, a couple quick items. First of all, the gentleman called before and he's talking about heaps of praise on Haslam and all them people. And I thought to myself and I told him the same thing I told my season ticket guys because they really worked hard to try and keep me staying on. But after 8 years, I just defaulted and said I can't do it no more. It's just, I'm not trying to pick on them. I'm just saying it was just, it's got ugly. And I said, when they asked me about it, I said, every year I got to pay for preseason games. But not one year in the years I was involved or since they've been back have we had a home playoff game. And if that doesn't resonate with people, that's why a lot of people are disappointed. So don't sit there and keep having anything on Haslam because he's running the show and these are the people we put out there. He needs to be held to the fire and he knows it himself because he said it himself. Did he or did he not put the blame of himself basically of this job they did?
But swing and a miss.
So look, we're going to throw that out in the side.
Okay.
I like the idea of the trade. I like picking up the parts, getting some extra pieces, possibly going for this quarterback next year. Doing what they did. I have no problem with it. I knew it was coming. I could tell. We all sort of, anybody who said they didn't feel it. And you know, and like I think Ken said this morning, he says, our general manager, Andrew Berry, basically made the move not for himself to make the him look good, but to make the team better because this is going to make the team better in the long run. And why, my question to you is, we always hear about when the new general manager would come in, these weren't his players. Now, what happens if we have a tragic year this year? And I have some finally says, I've had enough with these guys.
Then he's handed the next general manager a very, very nice basket of goodies when he walks in the door.
Yeah, but what happens if all these guys that we picked this year ain't what that guy likes? That's the scary part.
Then it's time to start trading and bring in some and figure out how to do it.
Happens all the time, though, Jumbo.
I gave you a love it, right? You had the choices, love it, hate it, or let's see, you went with love it, right?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm asking you, what did you pick? Did you pick love it, hate it, or let's see?
Well, let's see. We're going to have to wait and see. It's all, listen, we've seen great guys come out and now good. We've seen Tom Brady pop out of nowhere. We've seen Mr. Relevant play football. So it's always a wait and see.
All right.
I'm being honest with you guys, but I want to say one thing.
Sure.
Tomorrow at 1, let's get them rocking down to Miami and go Cavs.
There you go. Big Jumbo, thank you. Say hi to Mr. Slate for me.
Good to have you with us, Jumbo. The guys in the back were saying, this guy named Jumbo is yelling at me over the speaker. I said, hey, Jumbo's back.
Jumbo. Let's go with Dave in North Homestead. Hi, Dave.
Hello, David.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Do you have a box check for annual disappointment?
Yeah, that's disability.
the last 25 years.
So hate it. Hate it?
Absolutely. Let me... Andy, you're the king of analogies, right?
Yeah, not the king. I'm more like the jester.
Prince.
You're the jester. I got one for you.
Go for it.
You guys are all familiar with the fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. That's what I'm seeing every year with these guys.
Magic beans. Huh?
Magic beans. They got the bird in the hand, but they need the two in the bush. They got Travis Hunter, the number one, everything, everybody, and they got a trick away. They take the cash cow, in this case, this year it was Travis Hunter, and they traded him away for some magic beans. And that's what I see.
All right.
Let's wait till next year. Let's wait till next year. Every year for the last 25 years, let's wait till next year. Let's take some draft picks that we never see anything happen with. And we trade away good talent. Every year we seem to have a great opportunity to draft somebody and make this team better, but we play this numbers game. I just don't get it. It never seems to amount to anything. What do you guys think?
Dave, thank you. Appreciate it. I tend to agree with you in the general. I just feel like, and again, we're in the middle of it. Like, we are right now halfway to Canada, just sitting in the middle of Lake Erie, if you want an analogy, because we just don't know what it's going to look like on the other side. And you can sit here and say, this was great. This was amazing. I thought it was, how could you walk away from that? And then we're going to watch Travis Hunter, and we'll see what he does. And if he's the MVP of the league year after year, we're going to sit here and we are going to play the wheel of regret.
Which is why it's a let's see trade.
Yeah, it's
and he could end up being phenomenal. He could end up being a really good wide receiver. And if he's a really good wide receiver or just a really good corner, one or the other, then and Mason Graham turns out to be good, and they get Travion Henderson, or they get, you know, somebody. They get Jalen Milroe, and he turns into your quarterback in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of ways this could go in the Browns' favor. I think the only way it goes against the Browns, truly, the only way this blows up in their face is if Travis Hunter puts together a Hall of Fame type of career and becomes, you know, like on offense. If he becomes Tyreek Hill.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oops.
Hmm. John Jansen's going to join us in about 10 minutes. He is the color analyst for the Michigan Wolverines. He'll give us more on Mason Graham. Q is in Cleveland. Go for it, Q.
What's up, Q?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, man, you know what? I hated it, Andy. Jeff, I hated it. And I'm going to tell you why I hated it. I'm not a hater of the actual haul we got. That's not the problem. The problem is, as of my years as a Browns fan, and I'm 54, Andrew Berry couldn't pick Jason Voorhees out of a police lineup with a hockey mask on. It's just every single time, man.
It's the sweater that throws him off all the time. It's the sweater.
That was really good, Q.
It's just like they said, Jeff, you know, he's good at trades.
Yeah.
You know, Daryl Ryder hit it right on the head. We've been through this episode time and time again.
Q, the draft record's not good. I mean, let's just be honest. His draft record is not good.
We never get that generational talent. He's right there in our face, and we never take him. We never take him. It's like I was telling a person like the about males. When we go to buy something expensive, we get to the button, but we never push it. And this is for guys. Maybe I'll get it next year. Maybe 2 years down the line, it'll still be there.
And dude, that's really true, by the way.
We never push the button.
And if we ever do, then we have buyer's remorse.
There you go, Jeff. That's where we are. We are in water waist high, and an extension cord is dangling over the water. That's where we are.
All right, Q. I got you as hated. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Oh, you too.
Have a good weekend.
It's really true about guys, you know. We just say, "Hey, I'll get it later. I don't need it." Hey, I got it. And then you buy it, and you're like, "Oh, what the hell did I do that for?"
Hmm. Yeah, why not put off to tomorrow what you shouldn't have done today?
Just what Q said about spending money. Andy.
I know.
That's all he's talking about.
All right, here's the situation. I still want to hear from all of you because we want to give you the opportunity to take it off your chest. So hang tight. We are going to get to you at 216-474-0092. We'll read some stuff off of CLE Talking Heads as well, but we want to get more insight into Mason Graham. How do we do that? Let's talk to a man that has followed his entire college career. He is John Jansen, and he is the Michigan color analyst. He joins us next on Baskin and Phelps.